Time to look at what's happening in our local shires, and from the Central Goldfields Shire, Lucy Roffey joins us, the CEO. Morning, Lucy.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. I felt for you. I know you're an Essendon supporter through and through. The boys have been on a good little run. You go to the game, you went to the game on the weekend, and you must have been devastated at the end.
I have to say, after the first quarter, we were planning an early dinner, wondering where we might go at 4 o'clock. And then it was such a great game, but of course it's always so devastating to lose on a siren. So
yeah, it certainly
that
is.
Was a bit heartbreaking.
Oh, well, let's turn our attention to a lot of good news going on around the Shire and a new youth council.
That's right. So we, a council last night, the councillors endorsed 13 young people who have joined our youth council. So very excited about that. And I would like to read out their names. I think it's really important to recognise that they've put their hand up and are committed to this. So we've got Anakin Hurley, Annabelle Verdon-Price, Amaya Rowe, Benjamin Smith, Elizabeth Lewington, Felix Skilling, Kodo, Miller Tranter, Ned Cotter, Tavira Rowe, Silas Knighton-Lear, Talos Adcock and Tiago Santos. So a great group of young people. I've met with them and they'll be making a contribution to council decision making, and you know, particularly giving input into how any of our decisions impact young people.
That is wonderful, and congratulations to them. Great to see. You know, we hear so much negative stuff about young people at times, but it's great to see community-minded young people like that, and we wish them every success. Community grants, have been some of those announced?
That's right. So again, really important program that council runs, which is $33,000 that are awarded to, in this case, 14 local community groups. And I think, you know, particularly during COVID, a lot of community groups have struggled to raise funds because they've not been able to run their usual fundraising events. So we've got a range of organisations across the Shire that have received funding, and it's for things like updating their website or purchasing equipment. For example, the Little Athletics are purchasing wireless timing gates for their competitions. So we're really pleased to be able to announce those grants. They'll be up on our website so that, well, they're in the council report as well, so that others can have a look and see who's been successful. And for those that haven't been successful, I think we're also getting in touch with them and recommending some other grant programs. Sometimes there are other grant programs run by state government or other philanthropic companies that might be more relevant to the grants that they're seeking. So,
okay.
You know, it's always unfortunate some have to miss out, but we're really pleased to be able to award these 14 grants.
Lovely. And finally, the scooter park, work to start next month.
That's right. This is a highly anticipated skate and scooter park. And when we talk about young people, this goes back a couple of years where we did receive a petition from youth in the community wanting a new skate and scooter park. And they're very involved in the design, so we held quite a few workshops to get their input and feedback. And we did the design also with a, you know, world-renowned design firm for skate parks. So finally it kicks off in August this year. We're really excited, and it should only take about 2 months to complete. So hopefully it'll be open well and truly before Energy Breakthrough, which is on in November.
That is great news. All righty, Lucy, have yourself a great week, and we'll chat again next week.
Great, thank you, bye.
Thank you very much. Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire.